Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because the Lord Jesus Christ satisfies the hunger and thirst of the human spirit. He will fill your life, beloved, to overflowing with his joy, his peace, his salvation, his wonderful, wonderful forgiveness. How wonderful it is to partake of the Lord Jesus, to put our faith and trust in him, to accept him as Savior, and to be born again. Well, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. And last broadcast, we didn't have time to mention our mailing address, but I'll give it to you quickly. If you'll get pencil and paper so you can jot down our mailing address, we would love to hear from you. We do appreciate the many letters that we get from saints who hear the broadcast, and we would like to send to you a free New Testament. If you do not have a New Testament or a Bible, we'd be glad to send you the 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We would send that along with our prayer card. We'd send you our picture. We'd send you a 2008 pocket calendar. We'd send you gospel tracts and other Christian literature, all included in one packet, along with the first three lessons of our Bible correspondence course. Our Bible correspondence course is absolutely free, and we have 10 different courses. If you complete the first four of those courses, which is free, then we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. All of these materials are available to you free and postage paid. The only cost to you would be to mail the answer sheets back to us so we can grade them, and then we will send you the rest of the answers, or the rest of the questions for that particular Bible course. And you can complete it and send it to us. Once you've completed the first course, we'll send you a certificate of completion, and we'll send you the entire second course, and etc., so that you do not have that much expense involved, and it will help you to learn the Word of God and to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our privilege and our joy, beloved, to have a part in your life and to invest in your life and to help you grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you know him not as Savior, it would be our privilege to bring you into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we do look forward to hearing from you, and we do trust that you will write to us. Now, our mailing address is Post Office Box 825. That's Post Office Box 825, Ignacio. Now, let me spell my name for you. The first line would be Bob, B-O-B, Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box, capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, 825. That goes on the next line. And then the next line would be Ignacio, which is spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in, the state of Colorado. And then the zip code is very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. Again, that zip code, 81137-0 or 825. 2:5. Now, the last line, then, you would put capital U, capital S, capital A for United States of America, or you could write out United States of America. It's very important that you have that on the last line, otherwise we will not have your letter sent to our country. I know many times here in the United States, when we write a letter to someone else here in the USA, we do not write the name of our country on it. We just send their address and do not put United States of America. And many times when you just write letters in your own country, you probably do the same thing. But when you write outside your country, you must include the name of the country to which you are sending your letter. So be sure that you put capital U period, capital S period, capital A period on the last line, or spell out United States of America. Now today, we're picking up our Bible study in the book of Romans. We've been discussing how important God's Word is, and how we encourage you to get into the Word of God and to study the Word of God, because God's Word is the most important piece of literature that was ever written, beloved. Man's writings will pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. The Lord tells us in His Word over and over and over again. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 references where God states that His Word will not pass away. God's Word will endure, beloved. Even though heaven and earth pass away, God's Word will not pass away. And God magnifies His Word above His name. That's how important God's Word is. God's Word brings people to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And God's Word brings blessing to those who read it, hear it, and obey it. That's one of the promises God gives. Reading and studying the Word of God is an act of obedience, beloved. We're obeying God when we read His Word and when we study it and meditate upon it. And reading and meditating on the Word of God is profitable because it makes one successful and it makes one wise. God's Word, beloved, will make you successful and wise if you will read it, because all wisdom and knowledge comes from Almighty God. He's the source of it all. Reading God's Word will feed you spiritually and help you to grow. It's milk for the new Christian. It's meat for the mature Christian. The Word of God will help you go and grow. And reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against Satan, beloved. It's what Jesus used when He was attacked by Satan in the wilderness. He was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights by Satan, and He used the Word of God on the enemy, and Satan had to leave, because the Word of God is that weapon that's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's the weapon that Satan hates, and that's why he tries to keep you from reading God's Word. He tries to keep you from getting into the Word of God. He'll bring up all kinds of interruptions. He will cause all kinds of distractions to come along, because he knows the power that's in God's Word, and he does not want you to know God's Word. That's why you must get into the Word of God every day, beloved. Reading God's Word, obeying it, and memorizing it will keep you from sin, beloved. It will keep you from sin. There's a wonderful statement that says the Word of God will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Word of God. And that's very true. Very, very true. God's Word is powerful, beloved. It's so powerful that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the universe into existence. That's the power of the Word of God. And Jesus Christ is spoken of as the living Word of God. That's one of the names of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He is before all things, we're told, and by Him all things consist and hold together. O beloved, the Word of of God is powerful. This earth and this universe was created by God's Word and His speaking it into existence. And so the written Word of God is also powerful. That's why Satan hates the Word of God and wants to destroy the Word of God and would keep you from reading and studying and learning the Word of God. And reading God's Word will set you free, beloved. It will set you free from the power of sin, from the dominion of sin, from the control of sin. And that's why we're looking into the Word of God today, because these passages in the book of Romans are glorious truth concerning the deliverance that is ours through the Word of God and obedience to God's Word. Now, we're in the book of Romans chapter 4 today, and let's just do a quick, brief review. What shall we say then? This is verse 1 of Romans 4. Remember, it's the sixth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then you come to Romans. Romans chapter 4, and beginning with verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? Now, Abraham, the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, tells us about Abraham. Abraham was a man that God called out of Ur of the Chaldees. God chose him of all people on earth. He was a Hebrew. God called him out, and he said, I will make of you a great nation. And Abraham became the father of the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation. Abraham was the father of it, and God called him out. And God said, I will make your descendants as the sand of the sea in number and as the stars that are in the heavens, innumerable, if you will obey me. And so we see, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. Now, Paul's talking to us and instructing us about justification. And remember, justification is a part of salvation. When an individual accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and invites Christ to come into their life, then the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. Remember, John chapter 3 and verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh, which is physical birth, and that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the spirit of man. This is spiritual birth, and the Holy Spirit then moves into our spirit as He applies the blood of Christ and makes us pure and clean, and our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, and thus He justifies us and declares us righteous. So this will be our starting point next time. Till then, goodbye.